RV Community Radio 96.5 FM welcome you to new episodes of Your Stories, Our Community. We will be interviewing people from a diverse range of backgrounds and life experiences from around the Harvey area. 12 current volunteer Harvey Community Radio announcers will conduct the interviews, and station manager Ian Taylor will coordinate the project and is the producer of the recordings. Harvey Community Radio is thankful for the financial support for the project by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and the Shire of Harvey. Welcome to Your Stories, Our Community. And hello, my name's Ian from Harvey Community Radio, and today I'm interviewing a Harvey local, Tamara Henry. Hello, Tamara, how are you?
Good, Ian.
Thank you for being my guest today on Your Stories, Our Community.
Thank you.
How long have you been in the Harvey area, Tamara, and what was the reason for you coming here?
I was actually born in Harvey, so I was born in Harvey Hospital, and I've lived here all my life, basically.
It's quite a few years in Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and your growing up in Harvey.
I was born partially blind, so I was born with glaucoma and cataracts, and I gradually went blind in my left eye at the age of 12 months old, and later on in life, about 9 years old, I went totally blind in both eyes.
That's a story within itself.
Oh, yes. I think I would have to spend all day telling you about my story, but I'm only telling you a little bit about my story today.
Oh, well, thanks for opening up and telling us about that.
Yes.
We do appreciate it. What are the things about Harvey you really think are special to you?
Well, I reckon the people in Harvey, like when I walk into the shops or the library, always says hello to me. Or everyone at the library would say hello to me, and around town people know me. Yes, so it's pretty nice.
It's a very welcoming place, isn't it?
Yes.
Great, so you get a good reception wherever you go.
Yes, I do.
What are the main things in life that you enjoy doing the most?
I enjoy listening to music. I enjoy playing the piano. I enjoy making things out of wool. I recently finished a mat for my bedroom, and it's pink and white. It's really nice. Yeah.
Lovely. And you play the piano, you said?
Yes, I do, yeah. I've been playing the piano at the age of 3, and then I had lessons at the age of 21.
Oh, okay, so it's a fair while.
Yes.
And you really enjoy it, obviously?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
And I believe you're rather clever on the piano as well.
Yes, I am, yeah.
And you play at some shopping centres and stuff?
Yeah, I play at Eaton Fair, and I play at Harvey outside of IGA as well. And I play at Hokart for the residents there.
Oh, they'd love that too.
Yes.
Before COVID-19, do you think there were some things you probably took for granted?
Before COVID-19?
Yes.
Yeah, possibly. Having the opportunity to go everywhere without thinking about, having to put, hand sanitizer on or wearing a mask or anything like that.
And it was quite frustrating too at times, wasn't it?
Yes.
I found it, walking into an IGA store or whatever store and, having to put the mask on and kept forgetting.
Yes.
And the hand sanitizer, important point.
Yeah.
Can you think of any highlights for you during that period of time?
Probably spending time during COVID, with family, probably doing things at home that I never really thought of before COVID.
Made you think outside the square, so to speak?
Yes.
I think there's a lot of people in that boat that they had to think of things to do because it was a hard time for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, it was.
All right, Tamara, we're going to have a song now. What's the first choice of song for you?
This is Pitbull, And the song is called I Feel Good. Yeah.
I think I know this one.
Do you?
And it's a good one too. So here we go with Pitbull and I Feel Good.
It feels good to see the world getting loose. Feels good to see the world getting loose.
Right.
I don't know about you, Sack Noel. I don't know about you, Phenom. I don't know about you, White Shadow. I don't know about you, but I feel good. I don't know about you, but I feel good. I don't know about you, but I feel good. I don't know about you, but I feel good. I don't know about you, but I feel good. I'm 2+2, I'm for show. You down, I'm down, baby, let's go. You stop, you drop, baby, then roll. You twerk, you pop, booty so swole. I'd hate me too if I were you. And when it comes to billions, I'll take two. It's only one life, you don't get two. So live life, don't let it live you.
Pocket full of $100 bills. Put on a jacket, cause these diamonds give you chills. Two shots of running, two out, I'm stunning tonight. Tonight, yeah. Look in the mirror, I'm like, who the hell is he? So many whips and cribs, I'm losing track of keys. Ooh, up to something. Ooh, yeah, I love it, alright. Oh,
drinking out the bottle,
get loose.
Hanging with supermodels,
get loose.
Feel like I hit the lotto.
I don't know about you, but I feel good. I don't know about you, but I feel good.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
I'm 1+1, I'm too strong. If you ain't about money, then get gone. I wanna wild out all night long. You wanna ride out, then get on. I'd hate me too if I were you. And when it comes to billions, I'll take two. It's only one life, you don't get two. So live life, don't let it live you.
I got a pocket full of $100 bills. Put on a jacket, cause these diamonds give you chills. Two shots are running, two out, I'm starting tonight.
You, but I feel good. I don't know about you, but I feel good. I don't know about you, but I feel good. I don't know about you, but I feel good. I don't know about you, but I feel good.
And that was Pitbull with I Feel Good.
And you're listening to Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM. It's your town talking.
Thank you.
It's been a while since I've said that.
Oh, no, it's terrific.
Yeah.
Okay, getting back to a few questions, Tamara, did you or any of your family members suffer directly from COVID-19?
Yes.
And what were those experiences like?
My gran had it, and she came down with it a bit bad for a few days. But I had it, and I only had it for a few days, but not as bad. Yeah, so it was pretty good.
Pretty good all
pretty
round.
Pretty good all round.
Not as bad as you originally thought.
Yeah.
That's really good to hear, isn't it?
Yes.
And apart from the direct effects of COVID-19, have you or someone you know had other side effects, such as feeling of loneliness or isolation?
No. No.
No? No experiences of that?
No. Could be one for some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not being able to see your family properly and your friends.
Actually, you're right. I think the family was a huge one, especially for people overseas.
Yeah.
Couldn't see them for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, that would have been terrible.
Yeah, and with the airlines closing down and everything. Yeah, it was a nasty time. And what do you think are the main things that have changed for you over the last 2 or 2 to 3 years of COVID?
Well, the main thing that I reckon have changed is people are more aware of COVID and some of like the symptoms of that. So I reckon that's why we use hand sanitizer quite a bit now. I know myself, I do. Yeah.
It's definitely changed the way we look at hygiene and cleanliness and so forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big change, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And what do you think has changed for the Harvey area and society in general during the last few years?
Well, some cafes closed in Harvey and then they reopened once everything was all right. I reckon probably social distancing, probably keeping a distance from other people and things like that, and people staying home if they're unwell. Yeah.
That's a huge factor, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you think we are more resilient as a community, society, community, now than we were before COVID-19?
Yes, I think we are, yeah.
It's strengthened and toughened up a lot of people?
Yes, it has, yeah.
Been a very, would you say, interesting period?
It has been, yeah, for everyone. It's been a very interesting.
I think it was, at the start, it was like shock and pandemic type shock. And then just became this drawn-out monster that went on for a long time.
Yes, yeah.
Based on your last 2 years' experience of COVID-19, are you optimistic for the future, and what are some of your hopes and dreams in coming years?
Well, some of my hopes and dreams would be to maybe go on a holiday somewhere. I'm not really sure where. But probably getting a job too, like a part-time job, and yeah.
That's high on the list of priorities?
Yes.
When you say travel, what sort of places would you prefer to go to?
I prefer to go to Albany, because I like going to Albany.
Beautiful spot.
Absolutely, yeah.
And what about overseas?
Overseas? Nah, probably not.
No?
No.
Stay local?
Yeah, stay local.
I like it. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
No, thank you.
Today, tomorrow.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been wonderful to talk to you on Your Stories, Our Community on Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM. And it is...
Your Town Talking.
Well done. Thanks again, Tamara. And just to see us out, I'd love to know what song have you got planned?
Well, this song I chose... because it actually reminds me of old-time dancing. It's actually called The Barn Dance, which is by John Colville.
The Barn Dance?
Yes.
John Colville.
Yeah, Colville, yeah.
You just like the song?
I like the song because it reminds me of when I was younger, going out to the Unut Dance, which is an old-time dance thing that used to happen on a Friday night, and Gran and all of us used to go out there and we used to go and dance.
Yeah. I was out there last weekend having a look at that building.
Oh, yes.
The dance hall in Uduck, just off Uduck Road there.
Yes, yeah.
What a lovely old building.
It is, yeah, and that old school right next to it too.
Yeah, that's right, the very old school.
Yeah.
And they still do dancing there now, I believe.
Yes, they do. Yeah, once a month, yeah.
There you go, listeners. Make your way out to the Uduck Hall for a little bit of dancing once a month, old-time dancing.
Yes.
Okay, thanks again, Tamara.
Thank you.
Here is The Barn Dance by John Colville.